New Covenant Theology, a summary. This summary represents my understanding of New Covenant Theology. Scriptural justification for these statements may be found throughout my works. New Covenant Theology takes full account of the progressive nature of Revelation, and thus it sees the New Covenant as the goal and climax of the previous biblical covenants. The Bible is not flat, but is progressive in Revelation. "But now" is a critical scriptural phrase, marking the disjoint between the Old and New Covenants. The Old Testament, Old Covenant, must be interpreted in light of the New, not the other way about. God has one eternal plan centered in Jesus Christ. The law of Moses was one. It cannot, must not be divided into three bits. God gave Israel the Old Covenant as a temporary measure, as a shadow of the person and work of Christ, who fulfilled it and rendered it obsolete. Believers are not under the law of Moses, but under the law of Christ. Having died to the Mosaic law, they are not under that condemning letter, but by the Spirit they are in union with Christ, married to him, and thus are enabled, empowered, and motivated to live to his glory in obedience to Scripture. Christ is all. He is his law. He is the covenant. Believers use the law of Moses as a paradigm, pattern, or typical example, as part of all Scripture, but not as a list of detailed rules. Sinners do not have to be prepared for Christ by first being taken to the law. There is one body of the redeemed, the eschatological Israel, the Israel of God, Galatians 6:16, comprising the redeemed from the time of Adam to Pentecost, and redeemed Jews and Gentiles from that time until the end of the age. The word active plays a major role in New Covenant theology, and in two respects. First, while the redemption of the elect is accomplished through the passive obedience of Christ, that is, through his death on the cross, it is Christ's active obedience, that is, his lifelong obedience to his Father in fulfilling the Mosaic law, which is imputed as righteousness to the believer. The believer's justification, that is, his righteousness in Christ by faith alone, is this fulfillment of the law, and not merely pardon from sin. Secondly, the believer is enabled by the Spirit to be active and not passive in his progressive sanctification, that is, in his obedience by faith to the law of Christ, and proceeding from his faith in Christ.